And I've got to warn you, this next story is probably going to stay with you for a while. A foul odor has been wafting over the town of Parrish, Alabama. Mayor Heather Hall spoke to WVTM-TV.
Once it gets warm here, it's going to be terrible if that stuff is still here. So we're going to do everything we can to fight to get it out.
That stuff is tons of treated sewage inside dozens of train cars from New York and New Jersey. All of it was bound for a nearby landfill, but the cars haven't moved in months. Dennis Pillion has the good fortune, I guess, of covering this story for AL.com. And Dennis, one person called it the smell of death. I'm sure you've been out talking to residents living near this rail yard. What are they telling you?
I have. Well, clearly nobody is happy with the situation. This is actually the second rail yard that they have tried to use for this operation. They've kind of been chased out of one town already, and now they're into their second setup at a rail yard. So, and the complaints are still coming.
Here's what I don't understand about this story. Why is that train coming from New Jersey in the first place? Why doesn't New Jersey just deal with its own problem?
Well, it's New York and New Jersey, really the New York City metropolitan area. And once upon a time, New York City, they used to just haul all that material offshore and dump it in the ocean. EPA told them they can't do that anymore. So they've been looking for other places to put it. And that includes landfills in upstate New York. They've been shipping it to Colorado. And for a little more than a year now, they've been shipping it to this landfill in Alabama.
Wow. So let's be clear here. The sewage will go into a water treatment plant. It will be treated. And then it's the leftovers after it's been treated that we're talking about. That's what's sitting in the train?
Yes, it's the solid material. They call it sludge. They call it biosolids. There's several different names for it.
So this landfill in Alabama, Big Sky Environmental, owns it. What have they said, and what is the plan to move that train out of the neighborhood?
Well, the town officials at the town of Parrish kind of gave the landfill an ultimatum. They said, because originally they were not, raising a stink, forgive the pun. But
sure. Why not? We had to do it.
had to. But, originally town officials, they didn't think this was going to be a big deal. They thought the rail yard was in a spot where the odors wouldn't travel. They didn't think it was going to be as many train cars as it turned out to be. But obviously they got a little bit more than they bargained for. So the town has given an ultimatum to the landfill to move the cars by a certain date, which has come and gone this week. The cars are still sitting there. So now I think that the town is evaluating their options and seeing what they can do about this, which frankly may not be much.
Is anyone worried about health concerns? I mean, people getting sick.
So mostly the concerns are about odors. We haven't seen any reports of people getting sick. These biosolids are created by wastewater treatment plants all over the civilized world. And, a lot of that stuff might be closer to you than you'd like to think about.
Yeah. Dennis Pillion covers natural resources for AL.com. Dennis, I hope they give you a new story soon, but thanks for covering
this one. I hope so. This one's starting to get a little funky.